Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, wherever you are in this great land, on this great planet. This is Ron, the webmaster of freeworldfilmworks.com. That's freeworldfilmworks.com. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the false flag war in Palestine that was started by Hamas under orders from Benny Netanyahu. Yes, you heard me right. Benny Netanyahu, the prime minister of Edom, Khazar, mistakenly referred to as Israel, cut a deal with Hamas to allow them to attack Edom and slaughter hundreds of Edomites, Khazars, and do it in such a way that it would rally all the people of the world around to his side. Now, I'm being joined now by Saeed of America in Focus. Are you there, Saeed?
Yeah, I'm here, Ron.
And as I was saying, Benny Netanyahu cut a deal with Hamas to allow them to attack Edom, Khazar, and slaughter as many Khazarines as possible so he could then have a justification to send the army into Gaza to clean out Hamas. Well, it's been about, 9 days now, and they haven't gone in yet. Don't know what they're waiting for, but the entire attack was masterminded by Benny Netanyahu, along with his chief puppets in the Mossad and the IDF for a gigantic power grab. Benny's been under severe, severe inspection by the courts in Edom because of taking thousands in bribes, maybe millions in bribes, no one knows how much. He's had a hard time putting together a coalition so he could be prime minister, and he knew that he was going to go down, that the courts were finally going to nail him. He was going to lose the next election, and he figured the only way to stay in power was to conspire with Hamas to allow them to attack Edom, kill hundreds of Edomites, Khazars, and that would give Benny the excuse to crack down not only on Hamas in Gaza, but to crack down on the Khazarine Edomites in Palestine. Now, do you want to say anything, Saeed, before I get into more details on this false flag?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, definitely he was under corruption charges, and it was a convenient strategy to distract the attention of everybody. And, I know we're going to get into more of it later on as well, but Hamas has to be stated for what it is. It was a creation of Israel. It was created by Israel, like Hezbollah, all these so-called Arab terrorist organizations were all creations of Israel and the Mossad as a false, phony opposition that they used not only to stage false flag events, but also to kill also as many Palestinians as possible. Because remember, Hamas was used to create infighting within the Palestinian camp. So you saw Palestinians killing Palestinians, and this was the purpose of Hamas as well. And remember also, not a number of years ago when Hezbollah was firing Katyusha rockets into Israel, they were doing so, of course, at the behest, at the orders of the Israeli Mossad. And Israel's IDF gave them specific orders to launch attacks against Israel. It really didn't do any damage to Israel, but still would be, again, like Ron mentioned before, a provocation that Israel could use as an excuse to demolish as many Palestinian homes and kill as many Palestinians as they could.
Yeah, now here's something most people don't know, is Hamas was created by the Mossad. This is public record. This is not debated by anyone on the planet. Let me repeat this. Hamas was created by the Mossad to counter Yasser Arafat and the PLO, because Yasser and the PLO were becoming too powerful, and the Edomite Khazar murderers decided that one way to basically reduce his influence and power and authority in Palestine was to create Hamas to attack the PLO and get them fighting with each other. Well, it worked to a certain degree, but not enough, so they finally just murdered Yasser Arafat. But Hamas is still run by the Mossad and the IDF and the prime minister. Now, this false flag attack will create, if Benny Netanyahu gets away with it and the public believes all of the lies coming out of Palestine, that the Khazar Edomites are the victims and not the perpetrators of this horrendous crime, Benny Netanyahu, who and his gang of cutthroats will create a total dictatorship in Palestine. And that's exactly what Clinton is trying to do here in America. Now, I'm going to get into that after we finish off with Netanyahu. Now, do you have anything else that you want to talk about the history of Hamas, the PLO, the Edomite Khazar's conquest of Palestine? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to mention another point to extend on what we were talking about, Hamas being created by Israel and what have you. Israel has a history of creating false flag incidences as well as false flag organizations. If anybody remembers the notorious Palestinian terrorist Abu Nidal. Abu Nidal was not even Palestinian. He was actually an Israeli Jew masquerading as a Palestinian. He was actually created by the Israeli Mossad. A number of false flag terrorist bombings that the Mossad actually perpetrated were blamed on Abu Nidal, who was actually a Mossad agent. So, again, it's a part of a long history. Remember Al-Qaeda, then later we have ISIS. It's all the same story. All these organizations were created by Israel, by the Mossad. And, again, you know, they have a history of it. Remember, even when the Zionists first entered into Palestine, they had a number of terrorists. They were notorious for terrorism. The Stern Gang, Irgun, the Haganah, these were all Jewish terrorist organizations that perpetrated vicious crimes against everybody, the Palestinians, even the British, who had a mandate over Palestine. So again, they have they're well versed in terrorist tactics and creating phony, false flag organizations and incidents.
Yeah, the Khazar, Edomite Khazars, are the creators of modern day false flag terrorism. Just about every major terrorist attack around the world is perpetrated by them or their agents. Just as 9/11 in America was a creation of the Bush crime family, spearheaded basically by Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, along with Daddy Bush. Baby Bush had nothing to do with it, didn't know anything about it, because he's such an idiot and a fool. They didn't trust him telling him about it before him. But the Mossad was in on the 9/11 false flag. They had a film crew on a building filming the attack and the collapse of the building. And this became public, but it was covered up. So anytime you see an incident that gives the party in power greater power, you can be 100% certain it's a false flag, just like the COVID hoax of 2019, COVID-19. That was a false flag biological attack, not only on America, but the entire world, perpetrated by Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and loads of others who were in on it. It was obviously a Rockefeller, a Rothschild false flag to cull the population. And no one knows exactly how many people have died from this false flag by taking the jabs, the fake phony vaccines, which do not protect you, but literally kill you. Tens of millions, there's no way of knowing exactly how many died because the records are distorted. But all you have to do is sit back and watch the results of this false flag. And if Benny Netanyahu retains power, gains greater power, and becomes a de facto dictator, you can be 100% certain it was a false flag terrorist attack masterminded by Benny Netanyahu, the IDF, the Mossad, with help from Hamas. And it's as simple as that. What happened in 9/11? We got the Patriot 1 and Patriot 2, and we got the TSA, and we got the Homeland Security, and a virtual dictatorship, which is coming about next year. You want to say anything, Saeed, before I jump into the dictatorship coming next year?
Yeah, so, I mean, the part and parcel of this coming dictatorship is currently this kangaroo trial against Donald Trump, the rightful president of the United States. We know that the election was stolen by Biden and company at the behest of Hillary. And this whole kangaroo court against Trump is just a prelude to all the fake trials that will be used against patriots and against the, you know, legitimate leaders and legitimate politicians to come.
Yeah, here's the deal. Okay, in 2016, HRC, the witch from hell, the daughter of Satan, tried to steal the election from Mr. Trump. She failed to steal the election using the company that ran the voting machines, and here's how she lost it. And before 2020, the main way of stealing elections was to have the companies that ran the voting machines flip votes from one candidate to another. So if you think you were down by 10%, you would need to flip 6% of the votes from your opponent to you. That would give you an edge of 12%, which would be 2% over the 10% you were behind. Well, when they did the polling, they didn't realize even their own private polls, not the media polls, et cetera, the established polling. They did their own private polling. They didn't realize that most people did not tell the truth in those polls because of fear of being ridiculed by people in the House when the call came in, either their immediate family or their roommates, possibly guests that were over, etc. So the polling was inaccurate, and Trump polled much higher than he was with our private polls and the establishment media polls. That's why Clinton lost 2016. She didn't flip enough votes from Trump to her. Now, in 2020, someone came up with the idea of, well, let's just stuff the ballot box with late mail-in ballots. And that's exactly what they did. They still did the computer flipping, but they decided the way to be sure to win the election is just have tens of millions of fake ballots printed up and filled out and then trucked in. So at the major counting houses in the key swing states, when the person in charge said, hey, Biden's down by 100,000 votes, we need those votes right now, truck them in. And they would truck in 100, maybe 110, 120,000. They'd truck in extra votes. Then they would run them through the machines, et cetera. And that's why on election night, everything went dark at 2 o'clock in the morning so they could bring in the fake phony ballots, get them all counted and tabulated, et cetera, and then start telling the results a couple hours later to the media. And that's where they had the, I think it was in Atlanta, the county house there, where they had the pipes, the water pipes supposedly busted, and they had to clear out everyone. Well, that was all a hoax. There were no water pipes busted. They didn't need to clear anyone out. That was just a way of getting everyone out so they could bring in the illegal ballots, run them through the machines, get them counted so they can win. And some of the districts where the extra mail-in ballots came in, 95% or more of the votes went to Biden. Well, that's impossible. Even in the most liberal district, you're never going to get 95 or greater. Some districts were 100% for Biden. It's impossible. Can't be done. That's why we know for 100% guaranteed fact that the election was stolen. But here's the trick. Clinton knows that she's going to have to do the same thing again in 24. She's going to have to stuff the ballot box with late mail-in ballots. She was caught red-handed last time in 2020. 2000 Mules, a film documenting the theft and many other films and programs that documented the theft. So is she just going to do the same thing and rely on her media puppets in the media to go along and with the steal? I don't know. There's a great possibility that she may decide, besides the late mail-in ballots, that she's going to need a false flag event sometime in September or October, a terrorist attack, blame it on Trump supporters, the MAGA crowd, and then when she steals the election with the 20, 30 million extra votes, she'll have an excuse why she won and Trump lost because of the terrorist attack supposedly perpetrated by MAGA people, but it will actually be perpetrated by the Clinton mafia. Now, you want to jump in here, Saeed?
Right. I mean, like we were talking about, you know, all the elections were stolen and what have you. And there's actually an excellent book by the Collier brothers. I think it's called Vote Scam, that documents how just about every election has been stolen. This is actually verifiable proof. People think that, you know, stolen elections are only a thing that occur in third world countries. No, they've been going on in the United States since time immemorial. And the Collier brothers exposed this in their book, Vote Scam. The county houses, you know, throwing away of ballots, tampering with ballots and with the machines. It's very easy to, especially if you control the computer systems, it's very easy to steal an election nowadays. It's just like a virus. You put in a computer, which screws up the whole mainframe. In the same manner of speaking, you know, through computer systems, you can easily, you know, change the number of ballots.
Well, here's the thing. Most people don't realize this, but there is a clip on Alex Jones' website where one of the guys who posts videos went through the elections in America from George Washington all the way up to present day and showed that every election is rigged. There's cheating in every single election. People cheating don't always win, but there is cheating in the elections. Every single election, there has been cheating. Not just by individuals voting 2-3 times, but by the political parties. Now, Noah Harari, who is the tech mastermind of the World Economic Forum, put out a video a few days ago and said that elections can easily be rigged. And he believes that Benny Netanyahu is going to rig the next election in Palestine. Now, who's right? Noah Harari or the jackasses in America who say no election is rigged, there's no cheating in any elections here in America? We run the cleanest elections on the planet, always have. But if you go back in history, even recent history, the Democrats claim that Baby Bush stole the 2000 election from Al Gore. They claim he stole the 2004 election from Kerry. The gal who ran for governor in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, she claims she still won the election. She's the legitimate governor. And there's other elections. Clinton, the witch from hell, still claims to this day that she won the 2016 election and that Trump stole the election from her with the help of the Russians. Well, it's just the opposite. Clinton tried to steal the election from Trump with the help of the Russians. That's what the dossier was, the Russian dossier. That was her conspiring with Russia to steal the election by coming up with a fake dossier. So when you see these liberal jackasses in the media say that no election has ever been stolen, elections are clean, the 2022 election were clean as a whistle, you know they're lying. And here's a fact. When liberals speak about politics and they're not giving names or dates or places, they're talking about what actually went on, they are lying 100% of the time. Liberals never tell you the truth about anything in the establishment media. The only time you're going to hear a liberal speaking the truth is when they've been fired by the establishment media and they go out on their own, or they go over to Fox, like Tulsi Gabbard and others have done. Now, you want to say anything, Saeed?
What's going to happen too is this. In addition to the stealing of elections too, just like they did with, they're doing with Trump, with, you know, this whole kangaroo court with all these baseless accusations that about Trump and lying about the stolen election. We know that it was stolen, But again, they're making up their evidence against him in order to indict him. They're going to be doing this with many politicians, especially Republican politicians, governors and senators. They're going to be, conjuring up. It's going to be like a ripple effect, conjuring up fake, phony evidence in order to indict them. Because, I mean, the whole goal, of course, is to create a dictatorship. But what's incumbent on creating a dictatorship is essentially getting rid of the opposition, all the opposition. So essentially, they're going to outlaw every political party except for one political party. And that's exactly what happened in just about every totalitarian dictatorship in the history of the world. Going back to the days of ancient Rome, through all the communist dictatorships that you saw, they outlawed every political party except for one political party.
Well, here's the thing. Watch the news, watch the commentators, the talking heads, etc., and you're going to see Clinton, the witch from hell, HRC, out there talking about the upcoming election. Now, she recently went on a program, and I forget which one, it was CNN, I think, and she actually said that the MAGA crowd are like a cult, that they're blindly following current President Trump, although she didn't call him current President Trump, that they're following him blindly and they need to be deprogrammed. Now, when someone like her says that half the adults in America need to be deprogrammed, she's not blowing smoke out her rear end. She's telling you what she plans on doing when she creates a dictatorship after she steals the 24 election. Because that is what she plans on doing. And you will see probably within a month or so, Biden is going to say he's not going to run for re-election due to health problems. That's going to open the door for Clinton to walk in and say, well, he is kind of old. He really couldn't do it another 4 years. And Harris is just not up to it. She's not capable of being president. So I'm going to step in and I'm going to save the Democrat Party and America, and I'm going to beat Trump again like I beat him in 2016. And I think one of the things that is going to guarantee her jumping into the race was when Robert F. Kennedy decided that he was going to run as an independent because he couldn't get any debates. They would not allow any debates on the Democrat Party. And they told him that if you want to run in a primary, you have to pay for the primary because we are not having primaries. So once he made it public that he was going independent, that opened the door wide open for the witch from hell to come in as the knight in shining armor riding on the white horse to save the Democrat Party and America, because she'll have no opposition. Forget the jackass in California, Gavin Newsom. That guy's an idiot. Or forget the Whitmer witch in Michigan. She's not going to run. Forget every Pocahontas, Warren. She's not going to run. The only one that Clinton may have trouble is Bernie Sanders, like she did in 2016. But I don't think she'll have trouble from him, because she's just going to send someone to him and say, look, you stupid bastard, don't get in the race. If you do, you're going to have an accident. You're going to fall down the stairs. You're going to break your neck. So I don't think Bernie's going to jump in. I think once Biden announces he's out, Harris isn't going to put up a squawk. The witch from hell is going to come in and say, I'm here. I'm going to save the day. And that's going to be it. And the Democrats probably will not even bother holding primaries. They'll just anoint her as their candidate. Now, the question is, Saeed, can she steal the election from current President Trump and RFK Jr.? Is it possible?
That's a good question. It would only be possible if, again, they created another false flag incident. Which is probably
I think the only chance for her to win, even though with late mail-in ballots, flipping votes with the voting machine, et cetera, I think her only chance of winning is to perpetrate a false flag event, blame it on the MAGA people, and then when she steals the election, she'll simply say, well, the Trump supporters blew it. They perpetrated this terrorist attack, and it turned the American people against Trump, and that's why I won. And the question is, what will the terrorist attack be?
Right.
No one really knows.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Saeed. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, I wouldn't even put it past them. You know, just like with the F. Murray Federal Building in Oklahoma City, which obviously was a false flag incident blamed on Timothy McVeigh. And remember, the whole thing about Timothy McVeigh was his alleged connections to the militias. So, you know, they might even perpetrate something similar to the F. Murray Federal Building false flag incident. And again, you know, blame it on the MAGA people and the militias and say they're all tied in with Trump.
Well, they could try having someone drive a truck bomb into the Capitol and try and blow up the Capitol. And I don't think they'll allow the truck to get to the Capitol to damage it. I think they'll just have the truck get close enough and then blow up and not do any damage to the Capitol building itself, but just blowing up a truck near the Capitol building will give them the excuse they need. And they'll frame some gibbering idiot who obviously will be killed in the explosion and make it look like he was a MAGA guy. when in reality, he'll have been just a puppet that was used for the false flag.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. She may decide to not chance a false flag even in September or October. She may just decide to get rid of current President Trump and Bobby Kennedy Jr. and have them both assassinated. That is a possibility.
Well, yeah, and she was the one, you know, obviously for all those listening, she was the one who killed off JFK Jr., had him and his wife murdered on that plane. I mean, it was obvious. You know, it was an inside job. It wasn't an accident that the plane went down. Because if he ran, he would have defeated her in the Senate race, in the primaries, and she wouldn't even seen her light of day in politics. So,
Yeah, she's not afraid of murdering a high-profile individual such as JFK Jr. by blowing up his plane right in front of the Martha's, the Hyannisport Kennedy compound as a way of saying, hey, Kennedys, your golden boy just got blown up along with his wife and sister-in-law and their baby. His wife was pregnant at the time. They just all got blown up right in front of your homestead there. Stay out of politics. I'm not afraid to murder any Kennedys. I'll murder every Kennedy that gets in my way. That's what she was saying by murdering JFK Jr., his wife, sister-in-law, and their baby-to-be, right in front of the Kennedy compound. Then she had the Navy collect the bodies, and guess what they did with the bodies? Do you remember, Sade?
Cremated because the autopsy was shown the chemicals involved in the explosion.
Yeah, they couldn't have an autopsy because that would have shown the plane blew up. There was a bomb aboard. Obviously, you can't explain a bomb being on the plane. JFK Jr. would no way put a bomb on his own plane. So she had to order the Navy to cremate the bodies immediately. And the Kennedys didn't put up a fuss.
No, because they were scared. Yeah.
Yeah, they were terrified because she, HRC, at that point, around, I forget, 99 or 2000, she already had well over 100 people murdered. Everyone in politics knew that she had these people murdered, including Vincent Foster, Ron Brown, and many others. So they knew that she got rid of JFK Jr. and in such a way to send a message to the entire Kennedy family, hey, stay out of politics because you get in my way, I'll murder your ass. Now that sounds, you know, like no one could be that bad, but that's the way it is with HRC. Any last words, Sade? You still there or are you gone?
Yeah, I'm here still, yeah. I would, go ahead. You can
go ahead. Just went out. It just went out.
Okay,
Sade. You want to do another program, or you want to wait a few weeks till something hard happens?
Let's do another program tomorrow.
Well, I think we should wait a few days to see how this war goes.
Yeah, that makes more sense. You know, maybe we'll do something on Saturday or Sunday instead, a recap of the week.
Yeah. You don't work Sunday, right?
No.
Now, do you do anything Saturday nights, like go out with buddies or whatever?
No. I think we can do Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to do a Saturday, then that would be a good night. We'll see how things are going with the war. But, I didn't even get into what's going to happen to Trump. When Clinton steals it, we'll get into that next time. But
right.
She'll have him arrested along with his entire family, all of his top advisors, et cetera, and probably send him down to get him.
Yeah, they're going to put all of them in jail. That's what their main goal is, everybody, Rudolph Giuliani, everybody.
And all the senators and congressmen who they say are MAGA, you know, people who were conspiring with the January 6th insurrection, like Jim
right.
Jordan and Matt Gaetz and others, she's just going to have them all arrested and thrown in Gitmo.
Right.
It's going to be bad. But we'll get into that next show. Okay, let's figure on Saturday then.
Sure. I'll talk to you soon, Ron. Take care.
Okay, bye.